Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Now into the second hour of this live Tuesday, January 30th, 2007 edition. Coming up, we have Matt Dayton and John Roberts, two UT college students that are taking the city by storm. We've got a huge event coming up at the UT Union Ballroom this Thursday night. I'll be speaking along with a couple others I've chosen from 7:30 to 9:30, 2 hours. Hope everybody comes. It's a huge and beautiful ballroom. We'll tell you more about that coming up. A huge breaking story, exclusive, Infowars.net, excerpts of a new book by an eyewitness, a hero who helped some of the people who was on the bus that blew up on 7-7 and was directed by Secret Service types, MI6 types, to the square where other police were waiting in a cordon, and then the bus blew up and they were all business. So we'll be breaking that down with Steve Watson coming up in an hour and a half. He's going to be on with us the last 30 minutes. And we have set up an exclusive first-time breaking interview in the near future with Daniel Obachek. So he'll be coming on, the eyewitness and one of the heroes of 7-7 with us. Continuing with his statement, the agents, on the other hand, were conspicuous by the way they diligently adhered to their assigned task, proceeding busily, workmanlike, almost as if they'd already displayed their grief and horror prior to the explosion. They were there the second it happened. They were waiting. Apart from the obvious foot soldiers, the blokes in blue, there were one or two more covert ones that stuck in my mind for different reasons. Their cover was blown, not because of what they did, but because of what they didn't do. Faced with such an unprecedented and horrendous event, most reactions would come down to fight or flight. After my own flight and initial rage at all the things and persons, transport for London, bus driver in particular, I turned to confront a shocked victim showered with blood who had been walking alongside the bus at the time of the explosion. Those few who did, neither were notable. They stood back, observing the events and activities in its entirety, positioned in the same spot. The man with the hat was one such individual, but his case is particularly intriguing when compared to the plain intelligence officers and foot soldiers I referred to. I was going to make a point of highlighting him in my forthcoming novel, The Fourth Bomb, but editorial considerations meant his 15 minutes is surplus to requirement. My editor felt that while interesting, the section on him acted as a diversion to the storyline. And yeah, right. The irony, and they want to get it published, the irony is a part of me thinks that it is what he was doing there that morning. I present compelling evidence that the smartly dressed man in gray was fully aware of what was about to take place and was prepared to be part of the aftermath, but got caught out because the bus blew up just a couple of meters into Tavistock Square, while he was positioned 60 meters away further down from the blast. Images show the main force of the blast went backwards, and one victim, a woman, died because she crossed the road from the square behind the bus at the time of the explosion. So how can anyone 60 meters ahead of a bus to be hurled aside or sustain any kind of physical injuries? I knew his injuries were improvised, immediately putting two and two together when I saw his hat lying on the ground next to him. He wore a large bandage around his head and hand and a tear along his trouser leg that went neatly along the seam. The bandages, 60 seconds after the blast, this was way too fast, long before any medical assistance had arrived. The blood on my own shirt is derived from a woman who was showered with the victim's blood. She had been walking beside the bus at the time. The gray-suited man had no blood on him whatsoever, indicating he was far from the bus. We'll finish up with this and get our guest in here after the break. Stay with us.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Attention, attention everyone! A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse, or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages, and WristEase provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, WristEase.com.
I was a highwayman, along the coach roads I did ride, with sword and pistol by my side. Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade. Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade. The bastards hung me in the spring of 25. But I am still alive.
I was a sailor. I was born upon the tide. With the sea I did abide. I sailed a schooner around the Horn of Mexico. I went aloft to furl the mainsail in a blow. And when the yards broke off, they said that I got killed. But I'm living still. I was a dam builder across the river deep and wide, where steel and water did collide. A place called Boulder on the Wild Colorado. I slipped and fell into the wet concrete below. They buried me in that great tomb that knows no sound. But I'm still around. I'll always be around, around, and around, and around, and around.
And here comes Johnny Cash, God bless him.
I fly a starship across the universe divide.
And when I reach the other side,
and when I reach the other side,
I'll find a place to rest my spirit if I can. Perhaps I may become a highwayman again. Welcome back, folks. I'm glad that you have joined us. I got the front page of the Metro and State section here from the Austin American Statesman on Sunday. And it's a day of protest in Austin with a giant photo, 9/11, remember, rethink, react, exposing 9/11 as an inside job. And all over the country, every day, there's news articles where 9/11 truth activists are exposing the military-industrial complex, surgical strikes on the Pentagon and the World Trade Centers and Building 7 on 9/11. And all over the country, more and more people are waking up every day to the truth. Why is this so important? Because if we don't expose government-sponsored terror paradigm, they will continue as Hitler and as Stalin and as Putin and as Bush and as countless and as the Israelis and many others and as Eisenhower and as many others have done throughout history. The same thing, of course, happened Gulf of Tonkin, happened twice with the Gulf of Tonkin, and then, of course, the USS Liberty with LBJ. This is one of their main pillars of control. And I tell you over and over again, we're not going to save this country and this planet and have any chance for this species in the future with this current parasitic, completely out of control elite in place unless all of you become leaders and start websites and start organizations and get involved and start shooting your mouth off in grocery store lines or at Circuit City or Best Buy or at church or at Sunday school or in your elementary school classes. I don't care. We've even got, you know, people in the fifth grade doing this. And being told they're terrorists and being suspended, and you know, and then again, that just exposes it even more to everybody. This is the reality of what we face. And Matt Dayton and John Roberts are two amazing individuals. Their website is PNAC or Project for New American Citizens.org. We have links to it up on Infowars.com, and I hope that doesn't crash your servers if a lot of people go visit it. But coming up this Thursday evening, they've set up an event. They have events every week, a lot of times multiple events every week. Tell folks first about yourselves, how you got involved, how you woke up, some of the actions you've taken, as Webster Tarpley calls it, truth squads. And then either one of you can go first. Just announce who you are so they know your voice and tell us about what effects you've been able to have down on campus.
Sure. First of all, thanks for having us on. Thank you, Alex. Yeah, thank you very much.
So I know who you are. Announce who you are to folks.
I'm John. This is John Roberts.
And this is Matt Dayton.
And it started all, surprise, surprise, when I saw Loose Change off a link from a friend's email. And I saw that. It was the first time I'd even heard of like a third building collapsing. I presented it to Matt. We're best friends. He was skeptical at first, and then he started looking at it and said, wow, this is really crazy, compelling stuff. We kept looking at it, kept finding out about more and more things, and it just kind of kept going to where we thought we had an outlet with UT, this huge 50,000 person base, and a lot of resources as far as like a student organization is concerned, so we thought that would be a great thing to do. Mm-hmm. So we've kind of just run with that, and it's worked out really, really well with like support from yourself and just local Austinites. Brave New Books has been great. Harlan and Steve have been great. They've
and so has Radio Free Austin.
And Radio Free, yeah. I mean, everyone's been, the radio coverage, we've gotten so much help, and it's been really pretty crazy. It hasn't even been a year, actually, since we've seen.
Yeah, all this started happening, actually, last March. We saw Loose Change, and, I was actually really skeptical, and I saw this change, and I said, if any of this is true, there's something really, really wrong. And so,
oh, yeah. I mean, if one piece is true, and almost all of it is completely documented, then it all falls.
Absolutely.
Right. Exactly.
So I started looking into it, and we decided to have a screening at our co-op. And at our co-op, our friend, a guy named Harlan, shows up. So we become friends with this guy, Harlan. It turns out we end up driving to the Chicago 9/11 Truth Conference. in Chicago.
That was last June.
This was last June. There at the 9/11 Truth Conference, Harlan meets a guy named Steve. He bums a cigarette off a guy named Steve. Steve happens to live in his neighborhood here in Austin. They get together over the summer and decide to open a bookstore. So while they're getting ready to open a bookstore,
this is chain reaction.
This is all chain reaction, all coincidence, you know, or fate, whatever you want to call it. But it's
synchronicity.
Absolutely, and it's all coming together, and we're you know.
Well, that's our goal here is chain reactions. It's like an enzyme.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, and what we're trying to do now with like the event coming up on Thursday is that we hope getting this information out again to like a big student base, like the 50,000 student base we have, is potentially to have this kind of reaction in people, to inspire this kind of reaction. Because, I mean, it just took a link for us to do this. You know, we found out about the information, now we're doing something about it, and we want that to be that kind of chain reaction to take place in people.
Yeah, and it's just drawing more and more attention to this subject. And that's what it's all about, is not necessarily convincing people, because the evidence is overwhelming. The evidence
you got to fire and forget, plant the seeds, and most of them will sprout that day, 6 months later, or 2 years later.
Right. Just like it happened with us. I mean, we saw one video, and this is sort of where we've come. And right. So if that just happens in, you know, two or three other people, then it's well worth it.
It's so exciting. Let's get into some of the events, some of the things you've done off campus, on campus, and for examples for others out there who, again, are waiting for some leader to rise and lead them in their area. They need to look in the mirror.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I'd never consider myself a leader, and I don't know how much John has either, but, you know, I think there's a leader in everybody. It's just a matter of stepping up and not being afraid to put your reputation on the line or what other people think about you. I think that's the biggest fear that people have. And, you know, some of the events that we've had, the first event we had, we started last fall. So we began the student organization over the summer. We did all the paperwork, and our first event was having a protest on 9/11. We really, really wanted to go to New York, but we thought, you know, our presence is much more important here at UT, you know, trying to have this protest.
No, it's important to have it everywhere.
Absolutely.
And every major city and even a lot of small towns had hundreds of people, thousands, of course, in New York on the streets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and like Matt was saying, like, yeah, our presence was really probably more effective here. And we got the rally area on West Campus, which is an area that, like, hundreds if not thousands of students pass by every day.
It's a big mall.
Right, yeah. It's right next to the tower that everyone knows. And we had some really great, these huge vinyl banners that they're actually some of the banners that are in the Statesman. Those are the same ones. We used those to just advertise and put up, and we had George Humphrey speak, I believe, and just people talking to all students that were coming. I think we had like 200 or 300 people at least at one point just standing and listening and looking. So.
And you've had a bunch of other events with 200, 300, 400 people just over and over and over again.
Right. The Celia Castillo event was probably the biggest event we've had. I think your event will probably top that. But we had about 300 people at the Celia Castillo event, and that was remarkable. We've had three front page stories in the Daily Texan, as well as some other newspapers and some radio shows, and we've just been having a lot of screenings and passing out a ton of DVDs.
You didn't wait for orders from headquarters. You went to the sound of the guns. You took action.
Absolutely.
Which is what other people need to do right now listening to this show. I don't care if you're an old black man or a young white woman. It doesn't matter who you are, Hispanic, what area of the country you're in, what your resources are. Start small. It'll grow into big things. This is what we have to do. What about your politics before this happened? I mean, were you guys pro-gun? Did you know about the New World Order? Did you, what did you think about people like me? Or did you even know who I was?
Personally, I didn't, and as far as, like, a pro-gun, I really, like, I'd seen, like, Bowling for Columbine, and, like, that was kind of, you know, I didn't see the point of being pro-gun because I didn't understand the whole protect yourself from the government thing. So we did both come from a very left mm-hmm. viewpoint, which, I mean, I guess if you could see us, you'd probably think the same thing right now. But,
actually, I definitely came from a more left-leaning. But I was under the spell that most people are as far as 9/11 goes. I was actually in an argument with someone about Bush, like the president's sort of right to be able to spy on citizens or wiretapping. I was still under that there is these.
Stay there. I want to come up. We've got a break. I want to find out how your paradigm flipped, or was it a process?
Oh.
'Cause this is important. I mean, we've got leftists out buying you know, AK-47s every 10 seconds. And that's good. We'll be right back.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easy to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Have you ever been told that communism has collapsed and no longer a threat to our national sovereignty? If so, why are communists overthrowing African and South and Central American governments to install a communist regime? If so, why has Cuba and China agreed with other communist countries to surround the United States in preparation for an attack to end capitalism? We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your order for a free subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
We're back live. Steve Watson joining us from London, England. Huge breaking news. Eyewitness account. Clear inside job behavior on the 7/7 bombings. Eyewitness to their federal services all over it. We're breaking that down in more detail coming up in the last 30 minutes. We have in studio with us Matt Dayton and John Roberts for the PNACCitizens.org. Explain why you came up with that name for that organization. I want to get into your awakening. Please do that for our listeners.
Sure. I guess really that's probably one of the best ways to segue into it, just because that was one of the main things for me personally, what woke me up. And just reading Project for the New American Century, it made me aware that that belief was even out there. That, I mean, just in the first sentence of their introduction, you know, saying we support American global leadership. It was something I, like, that concept, it's something I'd, like, joked about with friends about us being in the Middle East. And, you know, it's like
an empire.
Right.
We're an empire, and they go on to say we need a catalyzing Pearl Harbor type event to mobilize the people for global domination. And Brzezinski in 97 in the Grand Chessboard says we need to mobilize our people, our slaves, against the barbarians. And that's everybody else in the Third World.
Right.
And he says without this catalyzing, helpful Pearl Harbor event, it isn't going to happen.
Yeah, so we sort of saw PNAC, or Project for the New American Century, as the sort of symbol of what's happening. And so we were sitting around at my parents' house and trying to come up with names, and you know, that popped into our head, and it was perfect, because that's the perfect, you know, sort of subversion, or, you know, parody of what's happening. And that's what we want. We want to subvert, you know, that idea, this idea of that it's okay to deceive the people in order to, you know, fulfill a greater means. The means justify the ends, or the ends justify the means, sorry.
That whole Machiavellian ideal. And so you guys are saying, no, we're going to use the truth to counter your lies. And it's, again, had a great effect. Now getting back to your awakenings,
That sort of goes into the neoconservative thought, and that actually looking at the neoconservative philosophy and realizing they come from a socialist background, and seeing all, and sort of seeing our generation and seeing all the leftist movement and everybody just being so, you know, even them being
co-opted
and against Bush because he's a Republican or a conservative, but really absolutely having no idea, you know, about the neoconservatives. So it's just that idea. People don't know much
about leftists fighting Trotskyites.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right, exactly, yeah.
And I've talked to several leftists, and I've told them about that, and they're like really taken aback. They're pretty shocked. So,
well, government's grown as big as levels under Bush.
Yeah.
And it's for the corporate welfare.
Mm-hmm.
Right, exactly.
And Carol Quigley admits, one of their top strategists in Tragedy and Hope, that no, the elite wants big government. They sell the left that it's for the people, but really it's an apparatchik to control the population and to extract wealth from the middle class and transfer it to them.
Mm-hmm.
So how is that for the people?
Right.
Right, yeah. It's not,
and
not
so,
at all, yeah.
You know, how we sort of saw broke down the paradigm is that we sort of looked at our peers and looked at what they were looking at versus what we had seen and realized that it made no sense. So 9/11, you know, not only was it a catalyzing event for the war, it was a catalyzing event to completely destroy all the paradigm that had been created that we had thought.
They kept saying within minutes of attack, this changes everything. It's a whole new system.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. I mean, yeah, and they were absolutely right in a lot of ways, because, I mean, that's what, you know, in reflecting on how 9/11 affected us, it was all, you know, all kinds of, I think you've mentioned it numerous times, like, all kinds of words entered our vernacular. That, you know, terrorists, Iraq, Al-Qaeda, Osama bin Laden, all these things that, like,
insurgents.
Right, absolutely, yeah. Domestic terrorism. All the stuff that, like, when the general populace had never thought of, and now everyone was paying attention to this color-coded, you know.
And suddenly there's 15 TV show dramas about it, and they have to torture children to get the answers, and they have to have camps, and you've got to do what the leaders say, and then the president starts paying off the media. I mean, just overt tyranny.
Right.
Do most people at UT you talk to now, are they mirroring the polls we see where the majority knows it's an inside job?
I think a lot of most people we talk to, if they're interested at all, they've seen loose change. So I would say, I don't know, what do you say, like half and half?
Yeah, I'd say about half and half. And a lot of people actually know about it, but they're just not at that point where they feel like they can do anything about it. They feel apathetic, or I don't know what it is, or they feel like there's nothing they can do as an individual, which is a horrible, horrible mindset that we've been sort of conditioned to believe, that we are helpless as individuals. And that's something, you know, John and I are really trying to change.
Well, you are changing. A big event coming up Thursday night. We'll tell folks about that. And also want to get into how the sniveling neocons on campus try to tear down your flyers. And
they're doing that right now.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
How are you feeling today? I ask because if you have health challenges, then reading our free booklet about the most amazing discovery of our time is crucial. The booklet is about an amazing fruit from Southeast Asia they call mangosteen. It's a centuries-old medicinal fruit whose time has come and it has amassed 40 years of published research. We have information and testimonials from all over the world about the health potentials of this amazing fruit. This powerful botanical has contributed to the well-being of millions of people the world over with health concerns just like yours. You can have the 22-page e-booklet absolutely free. We'll also refer you a website with links to actual testimonials and product information. Could this fruit help you in your quest for total health? Find out why mangosteen is known as the queen of all fruits and why it is fast becoming the best-selling wellness product ever brought to the market. Your health is in your hands. Do something about it today. Call 800-681-1909. Again, that's 800-681-1909.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
It's a fact. You can legally eliminate credit card debt, which has been fraudulently created by the banks. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve has not been held responsible for its own debt. So why should you, the hardworking American, be harassed for yours? There's a double standard when it comes to being responsible for debt, and unlike the Federal Reserve, the people of this country can't print more money when needed. Day of Jubilee has created a successful program designed for people that want to stop harassing calls and threatening letters from bill collectors. We also do credit restoration. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their credit card debt instead of living each day in fear. It's time to turn your life around. Call Day of Jubilee, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time at 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024 and ask for Robert. Don't wait any longer to get your life back in order.
We are going to open the phones up now for the next hour until Steve Watson joins us from London, England, with just amazing breaking news on the Inside Job 7-7 attacks of 2005. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231, and we'll get you up and on the air. The websites are InfoWars.com, InfoWars.net, JonesReport.com, PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, MartialLaw911.info, ArnoldExposed.com, and a couple others. That's right. We're launching something big on the net in the next few months, my friends. And it's going to be highly effective against the globalists. We've already vetted it and checked it, and it's going to be very good. And can't wait to be able to tell you all about that. But it's going to be a great activist tool, and that's our goal here. Gentlemen, we've got this event coming up on Thursday. Tell us about, you guys invited me down there, how long the event is, and I'd like to have Jack Blood down to speak 15, 20 minutes, and I think I might even want to rope somebody else in I know here locally to come down and speak, because I was told I was going to have 2 hours, and I know folks are coming down to hear me speak, but I thought I might have, just throw some spice into it, and I'm going to give a good speech. I'm going to write up a good speech for you guys. Tell folks about the event and where it's located and why they should come down.
Okay, well, yeah, the event is this Thursday, so February 1st at 7:30 p.m. in the Union, the UT Union Ballroom, which is located at Guadalupe and 24th, I believe. It's, if you know the drag, it's right across from the co-op. So it's right there off the drag.
And also, there's plenty of parking around there, parking garages, meters that are free at night you can find. Mm-hmm. And last time you had an event there, there was, I was told, over 300 people there. You say 300. And you know, usually I have a few weeks to promote something. I kind of forgot about it till yesterday. Well, found out about it on the weekend. So I really want everybody to come out. I want it to be a big success.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, just go to our website at pnacitizens.org, and you can see a link for parking as well as just the location of the venue.
PNACitizens.org, links to it up on InfoWars.com. There's a big banner up on InfoWars.com that has a link to all the details, the flyer. You can help us flyer, and there's a reason. We're going to get to that in just a moment. And at the same time, there's a map there for you for those that are outside town coming up this Thursday night. Now, I remember, it had to be 9 years ago, I guess it was about 1998, so about 9 years ago, being invited down by the Young Conservatives, UT Longhorns. I didn't even know, I thought Texas Independence Day, as I was there talking about how great Texas was, I didn't know how political it was. And I got there, and people were dressed up in Aztec outfits and came to grab the cake and were eating it and practicing, you know, doing, gagging themselves and vomiting by us. And a big black guy came up and grabbed the microphone away from me and, you know, was basically threatening me. And I didn't know that UT had banned, the UT officially sanctioning it. I didn't know that it had been so demonized it was seen as evil. And that group of young conservatives, and I was more mainline, you know, just anti-Federal Reserve, anti-New World Order. I wasn't talking about their God, Bush, at the time. So I was invited down there. It was a success, but that's when I first really learned about Mecha and La Raza, which means the race. But now this group, I know they've shot their mouth off about me. They've had speeches. They've attacked me. They've written things. And they just march around down there. You guys have flyered in other events, and you said the flyers are down in like an hour. Usually the flyers are up for days, folks. And we now know it's them, at least involved in part of it, because they go over and now just staple their stuff right over yours, literally within an hour. And they are also now sending in Crystal. They're sending in the head of NIST to propagandize at UT. Break down what you've been facing, and I guess they are taking a page from the Trotskyites / Straussians from the Chicago school up there. Tucson and Newt Gingrich is saying ban free speech. Hillary saying restrict free speech. I mean, they're trying to shut down and restrict the web, pass hate crime speech laws. I mean, these guys really are doing a great job, you know, following their master's basic manifesto and operations manual, owner's manual. And we know the Republican Party nexuses in, even more than Democrats in many respects, with their student groups. And we know Karl Rove was the head of the student Republicans, and that's when George Bush Sr. recruited him. And so these guys are trying to get their brownie points, sabotaging free speech. So I want everybody to go to my website, go to your websites, get the free flyer we have there posted, aggressively print off 200, aggressively go out, you know, get yourself a bucket of glue and or that spray glue. But that's not good for you to breathe, so just get the bucket of glue. Go out, and I mean all over Austin. They can concentrate their attacks downtown. South Lamar, Congress, just I want everybody to go crazy. And, of course, they're going to hear this and run out and try to violate free speech as they do. But break down what they've been doing.
Okay, well, yeah. I mean, I've been we've been flying on campus since, you know, last semester. And as our name gradually got out there, there seems to be a definite opposition to what we're doing.
They've had official marches against your marches.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's bringing together the Democrats and the Republicans because it shatters both of their paradigms. It calls into question both of them. So
they don't want to leave the Matrix.
No, absolutely not.
They're trying to stay in the back of the cave.
So I don't know exactly who's doing it, but I mean, we put up flyers, and I'll be walking by the kiosk and see them just aggressively ripped off or torn in half. And
you were saying within an hour.
Yeah, within an hour. I mean, it definitely gives credence to what we're doing, though. I mean, if you can get people that angry and passionate about something,
I talked to a bunch of students Sunday night after the book people did. We went to eat at the tavern, mm-hmm. and over there, and they said, "Oh my gosh, it's young conservative flyers all stapled over you."
Yeah,
me.
Yeah, I've actually seen those, but I'm definitely not surprised by it at all. Like you said, they brought down Bill Kristol and also John Gross, the head of the National Institute of Standards and Technology.
And now NIST is saying that it could have been bombs in Building 7.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well, they're having to reverse themselves just to add a paragraph in there. Well, it could have been, you know, some type of explosions that did cause it to fall, because the last five reasons they gave for it falling, fuel oil tanks, bad structure, North Tower falling into it. They've had to remove all of those reasons.
Yeah, when John Gross came and spoke, we asked him three questions. We asked him about the molten steel. He says he is unaware of any molten steel, and there's no.
We got firefighters saying there were pools of it.
Absolutely.
Right, yeah.
In fact, find that clip, can you, from a few months ago, from where the firefighters say there were molten steel like a volcano running down the channel rails, John.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
And we asked him about Building 7. He said he's not at liberty to talk about it because the investigation is not through. 5 years later, they can't explain how a building's collapsed.
5 years later, they give five different reasons.
He also told us that there is no explanation, or they didn't do a scientific analysis about how the buildings could have collapsed the way they did. So all they were charged to do was figure out how the buildings could have initiated the collapse. And so after the point of initiation, they did not do any sort of
scientific... Did you get video of that?
Yes,
yeah, he was actually working on it last night.
I bet you my bottom dollar, because we went and confronted Chairman Keene when he was here, and Loose Change is using that in the final cut, and Dylan and them listen every day. Hi, guys, unless they're out, Dylan and Burmese and Corey. You might want to get in touch with them. I got a sneaking suspicion you might end up on the big screen.
Okay, I have a feeling. This is pretty good footage.
Yeah, you need to give it to him.
Yeah, it was really. I'd never heard this before, but yeah, we were asking, you know, about the collapse.
So you joined the rebellion just 6 months ago, and now you're going to be getting in an X-wing.
Hey,
going in against the Death Star.
We'll get the missiles in, hopefully.
And so we had our 9/11 protest. A couple of weeks later, they happened to bring Bill Kristol, one of the heads of PNAC. And it was, I don't think it's just a coincidence that a UT student organization that is fighting this at one of the biggest universities in I guess the world, or just the United States.
No, it's the biggest university in the world.
But regardless, it's just
both in capital and in number of students.
Yes, yeah, really. So there are definitely people who do not want to succeed. So they're going to bring in these faces to try and make sure the faculty is not listening to us. And you know, so we're just going to keep pressing at it until.
Let's play this clip. This is firefighters off New York TV. Again, normally this stuff wouldn't slip out, but some of it has gotten out because the editors don't know what they're seeing. This is a fire captain talking with other firefighters about how it was like a volcano. Here it is.
You'd get down below and you'd see molten steel.
Oh.
Molten steel running down the channel rails. Like you're in a foundry.
Yeah. Like lava.
Like
a volcano.
There wasn't a lot of screaming. There wasn't a lot of yelling.
All right.
Obviously,
yeah, we captured that sound clip last night to put with the Gross clip, because we were Matt was editing that last night actually.
And there's no argument about the molten steel.
We have video of it.
We have video of it.
And you have the aircraft infrared scans of it 3 weeks later.
Right, exactly.
So at 3,000 plus degrees when jet fuel burns at 1,800, that's not how fires work, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, I was actually in an argument with a couple of engineers last night, and they were just saying, well, you know, just trying to, you know, pick their brain to find some other explanation. It's like, no, there's no other explanation. It's there. The video's there. Actually, John Gross even said, when I asked him about the analysis about converting the potential energy to the kinetic energy and how the buildings actually could have collapsed at the rate they did, he said it's clear from the video evidence that the bottom floors didn't stop the top floors from coming down, so there was no analysis that we thought would be necessary. So
because they can't. Well, listen, people say, well, where's your engineers? There's a bunch of them that have gone public, and physicists and others, but Kevin Ryan was the head of an entire Underwater Laboratories program, and he knew that they had done an internal secret year-long study with models, and found that it was impossible for 1,800 degree maximum, that's with oxygen being injected into the combustion, Mm-hmm. Okay, people hear jet fuel and they think like rocket fuel. No. Jet fuel burns at a lower temp. It's less volatile than gasoline, than even 87-octane gasoline, because you don't want it exploding. Okay? It's kerosene, basically. It's purified kerosene. You don't try this at home, but it's in videos. The test has been done. I went and got kerosene, did it in my backyard. You can take a match. Do not try this, folks, unless you're an engineer or unless you do this in a control. I had goggles and metal gloves on, you know, mesh gloves. Take the match, because I didn't just want to believe this on videos and engineers doing it, and you stick that big match directly into the jet fuel, and it doesn't catch on fire.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is light-burning stuff, folks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is... But again, 1,800 degrees with oxygen injected. They've got to inject oxygen into it to get it to fire, and that's how they do it with these jet engines. And so you've got this cool-burning makeup, and you've got cold-burning fires, very light orange. And again, the scale of heat with fire is light, is red, orange, and then you go into yellow, and then you go into lighter yellow, and then you go into white, and then you go into blue. Okay? And so those are the hottest temps there. And so we're talking low orange fires, as you know, right down next to the very lowest temperature. People standing right next to giant 4 foot around columns, waving their shirts, help me, for 20 minutes, not melting, their skin's not melting, but then giant pillars perfectly fragment, and then you have all this video and photos of them all perfectly sliced, mm-hmm. all right at the perfect 45 degree angle. And then there's a patent for the thermite, the thermate, used as an explosive reaction to instantly cut columns. And you do it at an angle because you can just cut them, and the great weight will make it just, you know, fall down on top itself. But if you do it at an angle, it shears and slips off. So they even blew it up in 1- and 2-story sections to perfectly load it on trucks.
Exactly.
Right, yeah. There's all loaded on.
And like you said, I mean, it's not an argument of logic or reason or science. All of it's there. All of it's there. It's the faith-based sort of society that that 9/11 created. 9/11 happened, and it created this faith in our government to protect us.
Well, you're right. I mean, in fact, that's what David Ray Griffin has come forward with, and he's a theologian. Is really a religion?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, like neocons call on talk radio every day,
mm-hmm.
and they say the WMDs were found. It's a mantra. Mm-hmm. And I was I told the story before, I was in the car with Charlie Sheen out in L.A., and he's going, they're really saying they still found WMDs? He goes, no, everybody knows they did, and this is like last year. And I go, no, Charlie, watch this. I said, you've got XM radio. Let's scroll through on your, or whatever he had, it's some kind of satellite radio. Let's scroll through your radio. He flipped to one, and the guy was talking about something else. I go to another. And as he flipped to it, it was G. Gordon Liddy saying, we know they found the WMDs in Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I mean, folks, that's because you tune in. It is literally like they parrot the same thing over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we got to get them before they get us. Al-Qaeda said it. Bush, in his State of the Union, mentioned, 4 times, well, they tried to attack a big building in L.A. Turned out that was totally made up and fake, not true. He even got the name wrong, called the Freedom Tower, knowing that it had to have some freedom sound. He even makes up buildings. You know, gives a building a new name just so they wanted to attack the Freedom Tower. And then he listed a bunch of other fake things they averted. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Yeah, and that gets back to our student organization and what PNAC stands for, and that is to create, you know, or to propose a sort of philosophy for people to break, you know, stop thinking that way, stop, you know, break that faith in their government that this couldn't happen. It did happen, and what are we going to do about it? And that's what you know, sort of PNAC is proposing.
Right, yeah, we don't want to look for easy answers, just go with, you know, everything we've been indoctrinated with, where we're this candid nation that's, you know, fought all these wars for benign reasons. We really are looking for, you know, to get away from that faith-based mentality like you were just talking about.
Well, and the liberals have got their religion.
Right, oh yeah.
It's just, it's incredible, like Noam Chomsky. We have that clip. In fact, find that clip. I don't want to play the whole 10 minutes, but it's right there at the end, and I'm not talking to the John who's here, John Roberts. I keep talking to John Harmon up at the network. Remember a few months ago I played him saying, well, who cares if the government did it? It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, I've actually had an email exchange with Noam Chomsky right around the time we were finding out about this, because I wanted to ask, you know, intellectual person.
He just uses emotion. It's dumb. It's stupid.
Well, right. He was saying that it didn't. There were more important things to be addressed.
Like, oh, yeah.
It wasn't worth looking into.
Yeah, we've got a government that blows up buildings and kills 3,000 people, and it's just fine, and we need to move on.
And at the L.A. convention, Barry Zwicker was talking about his book, and he quotes in there that Chomsky even says that the term conspiracy theory has become the intellectual equivalent of the four-letter word. It's something people say when they don't want you to know what they're talking about, or don't want you to know what's really going on. So, I mean, so Chomsky knows the power of that term.
Right.
And he's not a dumb man. He has to know.
Well, he's MIT funded.
Yeah.
He's a gatekeeper. He's a Judas goat.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, if anybody is, I had the guy on, and he was going, world government is good. We need the UN world government to save us and all this stuff. And I go, no. Our government founded the UN. They control it. Anglo-American establishment. He says, just ridiculous. And I go, well, 1945, Presidio, I mean, I've got the minutes. And no, you're just out of your mind. Well, gun control, you know, the elite wants gun control. We need to not turn our guns in. Oh, guns are just horrible. I think I'm going to just not do this interview. I'm just so smart. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. All right, we'll be right back, gentlemen. I want to hold you over to the next hour a little bit to take calls. We'll be right back.
All right.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now on Planet.tv.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Welcome back, Jimmy, Martin, Andrew, everybody. We're going to get to you as soon as we start the third hour here in just five and a half minutes. But before we do that, just to show the mind control of the so-called left that's bought and paid for by big U.S. government-backed corporations through the foundations, They had a big peace rally scheduled downtown, and I was invited. And I told Kevin, who booked some of that here in the office, I said, watch, they're going to cancel me. And he goes, no, they're not. They like you. And then the email came back and said, no, you're against the La Reconquista. The groups have asked that you not be there. And sure enough, it's all the red shirts and red banners and red stars and, you know, the Soviet Union's going to save us and all of this other business, which was all financed by the New World Order publicly. It's all publicly available. Again, any fascist, communist, anything that's not free market, anything that's not based on our constitutional republic, anything that's command and control. They just confuse you with different labels on different forms of tyranny, which they finance. It's all about controlling populations. And this guy gets up, and it's not the Bilderberg, it's not the New World Order, it's these evil racist groups. You know, that's what's got to be dealt with. And you guys seem to know a little bit about who this individual is. Tell us about what he said.
Well, I actually don't. I don't know who the guy was. We attended the rally.
No, I mean you right. Said, oh, yeah, that idiot.
Right, yeah. And we were listening to the speakers that ended up coming up at the Capitol, and this guy came up, and he started off a speech saying, you know, there's some people who think it's the Bilderbergers or the attacks against 9/11, you know, that are the real problem in the world. And really, it's right here in front of us. And I was waiting. I was like, well, okay, what is this guy going to say? And he said, it's racism. He said, that is the problem, is racism. And actually what was funny is he kind of got into this contradictory thing where he was saying, he brought up this thing about how Palestinians are very oppressed by the Israelis, and he kind of brought up, I felt like, a racist argument against Israel, which was a funny contradiction, like, in his
He was preaching against hate, but at the same time, you know, obviously, you know, hating. It was just complete.
But the point is, we're not supposed to talk about the elite. Let's go ahead and roll that clip.
I come today to talk to you about the plague of racist violence that currently afflicts the world today. And I want you all to ask yourselves for a minute, how is it possible that 2% of the world's population controls more wealth than 60% of the world's population? How is it possible that this group, outnumbered by hundreds to one, can maintain this system? Well, the answer is right in front of our faces. There are those who would tell us that it is because there are Masons in hiding in our closets, and Bilderbergers hiding under our bed, and there are vast conspiracies to concoct attacks like 9/11 to control, to increase the grip of power that the ruling class has on our world. But in fact, it's right in front of your face. The problem is racism. And what is racism exactly? I'm going to be referring to my notes a lot because I didn't memorize this. Okay, well, first of all, the ruling class needs racism to create fear and mistrust between people of different races, just as they use homophobia and sexism to divide men and women and gay and straight people.
All right, that's enough of it. Okay, so there's a ruling class, but then we list exactly who the ruling class is, how they're setting up the plan and the program, but then we're bad, and then the ruling class is using terror to oppress the Palestinians and people and us, but then that's not important to talk about. I mean, this is insane.
No, Alex, it's just racism.
Well, yeah,
some nebulous term.
Right, well, yeah, again, it's with that simplicity thing, it's this cognitive shortcut that people use, like stereotyping and...
Well, it's like the liberal chants, they're just mindless, it does nothing.
Well, right.
You're out there to educate the public with facts and documentation. No, there's always a little leader who says, no, chant some mindless baloney. We'll be right back.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.